Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Joe Barker is here, ladies and gentlemen. One of the preeminent futurists of our time. I've been a follower of his for decades. He's the author of many books. Five Regions of the Future, Future Edge, Discovering the New Paradigms of Success. He's an outstanding filmmaker and one of the guys that I listen to when I want to see what's coming at me from the future so I can take advantage and not get run over. Joe Barker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. And we should say not many books, three books.
Okay, well, you got...
But many videos.
Well, three is many. Two is a couple and three is many.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
That qualifies.
You're right.
We're glad you're here. And one of the things that I know that you've been paying attention to is you've been tracking some of the things that people are doing to turn things around on hackers. Yeah. Now, I've said for years ago that if I could find a hacker and a spammer. The biggest hacker in the world, the biggest spammer in the world, stake them out in the middle of a stadium full of people and then just say, ladies and gentlemen, this guy's a hacker, this guy's a spammer, and just walk out, you know. I mean, you know, can you imagine? these people are hated, you know, for the work that they do. So somebody's turning the tables on them, right?
Yes, and one of the things I want to say about the hackers and the spammers before I tell you this little story is that what you have to understand is in any ecosystem, and technology ecosystems exist, you will always have the full range of entities, including
right.
predators and parasites.
That's right.
And so they play a system in the ecosystem. What they do is they actually make it stronger. So,
well, and this big
business. Don't like what they do, but they make it stronger.
It's big business. I mean, it's multi tens of billions of dollars.
Yeah.
I helped IBM deliver several programs a few years ago on things like zero day tolerance and
yep.
things like that. And I was educated on the sheer scope of how these guys make a living.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying they're not bad, but I'm just simply saying
yeah,
that they are
yeah.
a natural result of a resource that looks like it's easy pickings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what David Koretz has been dealing with. This guy's got a sense of humor that just cracks me up. He started a company, started getting hacked,
mm-hmm.
and said, how am I going to deal with these people? And he looked at the solutions, which was make bigger firewalls and stronger this and stronger that.
Right.
And he said, no, I'm not going to go that way. So he created a company called Mykonos, Mykonos.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does, he calls it intrusion deception
right.
software, in which he deceives the hackers.
Huh.
Instead of saying, keep them out, he says, I'm going to let them in, but I'm going to confuse them so much that they're going to get the heck out of my stuff, all right? And just as an example, he puts fake files in his files. He knows they're fake, but they don't know. So they're stealing all this stuff thinking, oh, boy, look what I've got. This was really easy to get. And it's nothing. It has no value at all.
How does that deter them, though?
Well, every time I go in there, I get crappy data. I can't sell it. It's not useful. So it's like poisoning the well.
So all he does is give them bad stuff so that they leave him alone. He doesn't actually stop them from doing anything.
No, but that's not all. When he finds them, he has a piece of software that goes and identifies their location.
Ah.
And then he flashes a map on their computer saying, I think this is where you are.
Right.
And by the way, here's a list of good defense attorneys that you might want to use.
You know, in the military, they call that countermeasure.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, throw out a flare to a heat-seeking missile as a countermeasure.
Yep. So it works. Funny. It works. The hackers stay away from his stuff.
But isn't he selling a product like that? Doesn't he? Absolutely. He has clients.
Absolutely. In fact, Juniper Networks bought him. Bought him for $80 million.
Wow.
And he said he's sticking around to see how you run a big company because he's done six companies.
Say the name of the company again?
Juniper Networks.
Juniper Networks. So, folks.
So Juniper, they bought it, and they're using this technology.
Koretz, K-O-R-E-T-Z is his last name, David. So check that out, folks. Hold on that thought, Joe. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about some interesting ways, new ways, but new applications for some natural products, some natural things that are in nature out there, like wood, for example. 22. Right back with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.